been.
ให้เวลา30นาทีเจริญพรสวัสดีทุกคนนะ
Good morning everyone.
Good morning.
วันนี้ดีใจอยากจะพูดเรื่องมรรค8มรรคมีองค์8นะ
Today he's happy. He's very happy to talk about eight noblefold path.
มรรค8นี่ถ้าเป็นทางนี่มันเป็น8เลนนะไปด้วยกันนะซุปเปอร์ใหญ่เลยแยกเลนไปกันมันจะแยกกันคนละเลนไปคนละทีมนะมันรวมทางตรงทางด่วนทางลัดทางซุปเปอร์เลย
When we think about eight noblefold path you can see in the wheel it's very much like a eight lanes on highway
พุทธเจ้าว่าทางตรงเอกยโนเวงภิกขเวมัคโคทางนี้เป็นทางหลักทางเอกทางออกจากทุกข์ถ้าใครปฏิบัติแล้วมันจะไม่ทุกข์ไม่เศร้าไม่โศก
which is a super highway that lead us to all kinds of you know end of sufferings
สโลเศร้าโศกก็ไม่มีทุกข์ก็ไม่มีมันดีทางนี้เพราะฉะนั้นพวกเราปฏิบัติทางทั้งหมดทุกวันนะสัมมาทิฏฐิสัมมาสังกัปปะสัมมาวาจาสัมมากัมมันตะสัมมาอาชีวะสัมมาสติสัมมาสมาธิมันรวมพลังเลย
So we are here to practice every day in terms of to awaken those eightfold path to end those kinds of mental distractions that we have.
สรุปแล้วกับหลวงพ่อเทียนพูดดีว่าคนจริงต้องปฏิบัติจริงมีพูดจริงทำจริงคิดจริงความเพียรจริงสมาธิจริงโอ้มันจริงไปหมดก็เลยเจอของจริง
So หลวงพ่อเทียน used to emphasize that we should talk really we should practice really we shouldhave to have a right concentration fully and in a right way
ความสุขจริงทุกข์จริงก็เห็นจริงอ่ะโอ้ผิดจริงเว้ยให้มันถูกต้องจริงๆเลยก็เลยเห็นถูกมันก็ขับรถทุกวันน่ะก็เลยเห็นทางเห็นโอ้เห็นหมดเลยทางก็ไม่ให้เข้าก็ไม่เข้ามันมีแต่ถูกกับถูกอ
่ะ so have to be seen very clearlyOnce we do every day, it's very much like we driving every day, and you know the way, which way leads to where.
เราปฏิบัตินี่ก็เหมือนกันนะไม่ทำเป็นแล้วทำเท่าไหร่ก็ถูกไม่ผิดเลยโอ้มาถูกเนี่ยมันพวกเราเขียนหนังสือเขียนเป็นมันก็ถูกทุกทีเขียนตัวแล้วก็ถูกคนแล้วก็เป็นมันไม่ผิดนะ
So it's very much like we have been practicing like movement every day and that's not wrong to do that. We know already doing and that's right things to do. And very much like we write the letters and we know how to write those. The same thing like we can apply to this movement technique. You're not doing anything wrong. That's all right.
If it's wrong, we'll accept it. Oh, it's wrong. If it's wrong, it's not a problem, right?บางทีมันคิดไปแอบขึ้นหรือลงก็แล้วไปทำไม
That's okay sometimes when we do movement practice and our thoughts travels too far and we miss the steps that we have been doing but that's okay and come back and redo it again
ก็เรียกว่าฝึกมันฝึกเล่นๆไม่ใช่ของแท้ของจริงฝึกเล่นๆไปเรื่อยๆเลยผิดบ้างถูกบ้างก็ดีเหมือนกันมันก็หัดว่ายน้ำลอยน้ำว่ายน้ำเนาะสนุกอ่ะก็เลยไม่มีผิดมีถูกก็สนุกเลยไป
So this is very much like we are practicing very truthfully faithfully it's okay to do mistakes sometimes it's very much like when we go for swimming, from the beginning we don't know how to swim, but keep swimming, you know, just play with that, have fun with that, so we can apply to our meditation practice. It's okay to do mistakes, keep trying, doing, and finally you will learn it.
ก็เลยแม้แต่ความไม่ต้องทุกข์ไม่เดือดร้อนนะมันดีทั้งนั้นเลยโอ้สนุกไปปฏิบัตินี่มันดีนะ
So have fun with the practice, and also have fun with the thoughts that comes, which is unpleasant sometimes. Thoughts come sometimes pleasant. It's back and forth. It's very much like a game of hide and seek. It comes and goes, so it's okay.
เราชอบพวกที่เขาเล่นกามเขาเรียกอะไรเล่นกามนะเขามีแต่ได้กับได้นะไม่มีเสียนะยกกามยกของโอ้สนุกเลยมีแต่ดีกับดีนะโอ้สนุกไปกูแข็งแรงร่างกายแข็งแรงสุขภาพเข้มแข็งใช่ไหมนะปฏิบัติก็เหมือนกันจิตใจเราเนี่ยมันจะโตใหญ่ขึ้นมามีความอะไรมีความเข้มแข็งมีความอดทนมีความเชื่อสละมีความ
It's very much like some people go for gym and they lift up the heavy stuff and every day they practice and they can lift more and more pounds increase. So at the same time when we apply to our meditation, when we do often do it again and again, even though we get bored, it's okay. So in terms of practicing this way, it makes your mindstronger and stronger.
คืออานิสงส์นะประโยชน์อานิสงส์มันมีเยอะอานิสงส
์ and benefit of doing meditation has a lot of things that we can consume, we can observe.
ร่างกายก็จะความป่วยไข้ทางร่างกายก็จะน้อยนะ
Our body gets lighter.
ถ้ามีมันก็ไม่ทุกข์มากเดี๋ยวนี้ปวดขาปวดขาก็ช่างมันมันมีขาปวดก็เรื่องธรรมดาในปวดขา
And also,
ปวดเข่า
it lessens our sufferings in our life, even though we have some kind of pain when we sit.
ก็อายุมากขึ้นก็อย่างนี้แหละดีแล้วที่เราอายุสิบเจ็ดสิบก็ดีคนที่เขาไปก่อนเราก็เยอะดีมั้ย
It's okay when we get older, it's difficult for us to sit with the cross legs.
แต่เราเป็นเด
็
ก
แต่
เราเป็นเด็กเราวิ่งสนุกไม่ปวดหลังปวดเอวไม่เกี่ยวแล้วเด็กๆมันไม่รู้เรื่อง
So when we're little, we run here and there. We don't feel pain or anything like that.
โตมาแล้วโตขึ้นบันไดบางทีก็ยังต้องพัก
So when you grow older and we even it's difficult to walk on the steps up to here.
เราเป็นแล้วเรารู้นี่เออดีนั่นแหละเราเป็นแต่ก่อนเราได้พูดเอาบ่นโอ้ยปวดหลังปวดเอวลูกเอ้ยปวดฟันปวดแขนไม่รู้ปวดหลังเป็นยังไงปวดเอวเป็นยังไงไม่รู้เด็กน้อย
So when we are little we used to hear from our elders that keep you know saying that, oh I feel they're very difficult I cannot do this and that but we just laugh at them but now when we get older and we realize that oh that's truen
ั่นเราปฏิบัติแล้วจะรู้ความจริงโอ
้ So same thing apply to our meditation. Masters are keeps telling us to do this and that, but we just stuck sometimes, and we just confused sometimes. But keep doing, and you will realize like you're getting older.
หลวงพ่อเทียนยืนยันมาตลอดว่าความทุกข์ไม่ต้องมีแต่เพิ่งเกิดเพิ่งมีก็จริงนะเนี่ยหัวเข่ามีอยู่แต่นานแล้วหัวเข่ามีนานแต่ว่ามันไม่ปวดมันมีอยู่แต่ไม่นานมันเพิ่งเกิดเพิ่งมีใช่ไหมไอ้ความทุกข์โมโหโทโสก็เหมือนกันมันอยู่ไหนไม่รู
้ Yeah, Lumpur Tien used to say, actually there is no suffering. So when suffering arises because we feel pain in our knee when we sit and we keep our thought in that and it creates by ourselves. So in fact there is no suffering, there is no pain. Those are created by ourselves.
สนทนากันเรื่องมรรคเรื่องผลเรื่องประโยชน์เรื่องสติเรื่องสัมปชัญญะนะมรรคแปดเนี่ย
Yeah, you would like to conversation about awareness and all Buddhist wisdoms. And welcome to discuss together. If you have anyone to share, welcome to do so.
I find it very hard to accept that there is no suffering except what we create in our minds. It seems that we do get hurt. Our bodies ache, and so when I hear you say that, I have a lot of doubt and questions coming.
ก็ถามว่าเขารับไม่ได้ว่าอาจารย์บอกว่าไม่มีทุกข์แต่เวลามีทุกข์มันทำให้มันเจ็บ
มันเกิดมันเกิดแล้วมันดับอ่ะมันเกิดแล้วก็ดับไปเดี๋ยวนี้ก็ไม่ปวดเลยมันหายไปไหนนะมันเกิดมันดับความทุกข์เกิดทุกข์ดับเท่านั้นเอง
He says the suffering that we observe it just arise by itself and it will disappear by itself so all you have to do is nothing to react upon it
ทุกทางกายกับทุกทางใจมันไงแต่ทุกทางใจมันเกิดไวดับไว
So the suffering arises in our body. It belongs, probably it belongs to nature. But our mind creates that kind of image yeah, and crave for that. And it hurts, of course.
คือเรารู้ตามความจริงนั่นแหละไอ้ตอนไม่มีก็ไม่มีจริงๆไอ้ตอนมีก็มีจริงๆใช่ไหมก็รู้ว่าเออมีเอามีก็มีเป็นไรหิวข้าวเอามีข้าวก็กินข้าวมันก็อิ่มสิหิวของหิวน้ำมันก็กินน้ำสิทำนองนั้นอ่ะก็มันทุกข์ต้องแก้ทุกข์อ่ะ
It's very much like when we eat food when we get hungry and we also need kind of food so suffering we pointed out that oh there's suffering then we create suffering and they say if there's no suffering then we don't create suffering
พระศาสนาพูดเราสอนเรื่องทุกข์ทางใจนะอุปาทานขันธ์เป็นทุกข์อย่างเนี้ยไม่ยึดมันถือมันมันก็ไม่ต้องทุกข์ใช่มั้ยแค่นั้นนะ
So the Buddhism emphasizes the suffering in our mind rather than in the body
ขันธ์5เลย
It's about five aggregates we talk about body and mind
รูปรูปที่เราเห็นนะรูปเป็นสีแสงที่เราเห็นนั่นมันเกิดอุปาทานปุ๊บมันก็ทุกข์ขันก็เลยเป็นทุกข์มันจะขันนี่นะเขาว่าเขาเป็นขันหนึ่งๆแต่ว่ามันขันห้ากระบวนการมาเกิดดับตัวนั้น
so the materials that we see through our eyes and we connect to our mind and we see the arising and you know disappearing in our own mind so its body and mind should beseparate so it connects to the what we call five aggregates these are separate things
เรียกขันธ์บริสุทธิ์มันมีแต่ขันธ์ล้วนๆมันก็ไม่ต้องทุกข์ไม่มีอุปาทานโอ้เนี่ยมันละเอียดนะเรื่องนี้เป็นเรื่องสำค
ั
ญ
so when we understand this body and mind separate and there is no attachment with that it just comes by itself and it will go by itselfYes, go ahead.
Like there's a difference between pain and suffering. Pain is something that is part of an experience. Suffering is something that's turned into a story by the mind. And I heard a speaker many years ago talk about a lot of people when their car breaks down say something to the effect of, you know, it's more like a,they see themselves as a combination of them and their cars are broken down inside. You know, my car broke down instead of the car broke down. The car's not part of me, the car is a car. I can always get out of the car and start walking, hail a cab, something else. But the pain, and the difference between pain and suffering is huge. because pain is very, very temporary. But our mind can turn it into a story that lasts for years. It's amazing.
เขาแชร์ว่าความเจ็บปวดนี่มันความเจ็บปวดที่มันเป็นประสบการณ
์
มันอยู่นานแล้วความทุกข์นี่มันก็อีกแบบนึงมันคนละอย่างกันสิ่งที่เขาประสบการณ์
ใช่ทุกทางกายมันเป็นอยู่นานบางทีเป็นมะเร็งอย่างเราพอเตียนเป็นมะเร็ง6ปียังไม่ตายเลยร่างกายเนี่ยมันเป็นที่อยู่ของทุกข์ของโลกแต่ท่านอุปทานน้อยแล้วก็เลยมีความสุขอยู่นะหมออัศจรรย์เนี่ยเป็นได้ยังไงสั่งให้ตาย2ปีมะเร็งเนี่ยจะอยู่6ปีหมออัศจรรย์เลยวิปัสสนามันปล่อยวางได้ดีเลย
so the master was telling usThat Lumpo Tien, the master up in the picture, he had a cancer. Body physical cancer. He got stomach cancer, I think. And the doctor said that he will die within 2 years. And he knew that this is a physical kinds of suffering, like physical pain, another word. And he practiced meditation to let go. And his mind is clear, like, okay, this is physical body, so I should not, or he may should not attach, or maybe he practiced very well, so he can let go of things. So his mind is completely happy without, you know, attaching to body, that, oh, my body has pain, or things like that. So he lived more than 6 years, when the doctor said he will live for 2 years. And he experienced by himself that,this should be separate things. And he see through vipassana, maybe in English they call insight meditation, seeing as they are. Yes.
I know that like being content and being happy, they're like two different things. Do you have like advice on how to kind of go from like contentment to like actual happiness?
ก็ถามว่าความพอใจกับความสุขมันต่างกันยังไงมันจะไปยังไง
ความสุขก็คือความพอใจนั่นน่ะพอใจก็เป็นความสุขไม่พอใจก็เป็นทุกข์แต่มันลึกซึ้งละเอียดเข้าไปนะไอ้ความไม่สุขไม่ทุกข์หรือความปกตินั่นไม่สุขไม่ทุกข์นะไม่ป่วยไม่ไข้นั่นคือความสุขจริง
ๆ The master was saying that the contentment is the another name for happiness so the happiness also another name of contentmentSo there's two different words actually. So, but the important thing is there's no contentment, there's no happiness. So our mind should be, you know, normal. Just a normal, not attached to.
เป็นทางนิพพานเลย
That's the part of practice that can create our mind peace and happier, and which is we call Nibbana.A temporary end of kinds of mental suffering or things like that.
The ความพอใจก็เป็นสุขนั่นนะโลกียสุขและโลกุตตรสุขพอใจโอ้นี่เราพอใจอยู่สงบสบายนี่นี่ก็เป็นความสุข
Being content or being content in life, it gives you a lot of happiness at the moment.But it won't stay that long, so need to balance.
There's sometimes what we think of as happiness is just. External things in the world that happen to be going our way, and this happiness is a result of external conditions, and it doesn't last. I believe that true content.
to the point of equanimity, which is the state of being okay with whatever comes your way, be it something that you consider to be unpleasant, but you recognize that that unpleasantness is impermanent as well. And true contentment comes from learning that, learning just to be okay with whatever comes your way. And that, and if you can develop that quality in yourself, that will be a permanent condition of contentment.
And in my practice, it's like, it's become really clear that everything's okay. The suffering is great, the pain is great, the heartache is great. Like, they're all guideposts showing you, offering you a way free of them. And what I've learned in my journey with this practice is you have to get in and get out. And it's like, everyone is a river. And you must learn to swim in this river, or else you'll drown. And we were talking about rivers and the flow yesterday a bit. And the suffering, those attachments, really is a beautiful example of you're swimming against the river. And when you learn to turn yourself around in that and just relax, learn to swim in your river, which is what this practice is, as John likes to say, flailing our arms. We learn to see the flow. We learn to swim. And we can find the door to the freedom.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Share something.
Thank everyone for this center. This is my first visit here. I come from Northeastern Canada. And this is just precious practice.
ไม่ลองไม่รู้โบราณว่านะถ้าลองแล้วจะรู้ว่าเป็นอย่างนี้เองอาหารที่มีอยู่เราลองชิมดูโอ้รสชาติเป็นอย่างนี้เองนะโอ้เนี่ยความสุขความสงบมีอยู่ทุกคนแต่ว่ามันปฏิบัติแล้วมันเห็นมากขึ้นมากขึ้นเลย
อ๋อ so the elders saying that if we never try we never knowThe food we, the each food we try, we test, and we will come to know that what types of food and what taste. So apply to meditation at the same time. Of course, it's difficult in the beginning. Of course, it's boring in the beginning. Of course, we don't feel like comfortable doing it because our mind wanders a lot. And of course, we love to indulge ourselves because we have been this way, or our culture taught us that way. So we try to move around with the mind, that whatever mind says, okay, go. Want to go picnic, potluck, or whatever. Just go, drive around, boring, just go. So we never train, in fact, our mind. So the problem arises because of we indulge ourselves. We never train our mind. I'm not saying that we don't, but we are training actually now. So that's a good thing. So as I see the problem myself, that we just go, flow with the mind. This is what I found myself. That's the problem, not because of the people around me, but problem is in fact inside of me, because my mind tells me to do things, do that and do this. And I go with that. And never ends the suffering of inside, which is already inside of me. Keep going and keep, you know, looking for something else to make me happy or whatever. So that's the part of things that I experience in my life. So the meditation, in fact, is simple. Training of mind. So the meaning of meditation for me is the training of mind. No matter how, what kind of technique you do, dynamic, insight, walking, sitting, standing, driving, these are all kinds of meditation. Mindfulness, to train your mind. Do not let your mind do whatever he wants. It wants. It likes to do. So that's the practice of meditation. Either you close your eyes or open your eyes. It doesn't matter. Let the mind listen to you. Not the mind tells you to do things. Correct?
I feel sometimes very overwhelmed by the mind, more than that it's opening up. I see that it's very hard to see something just simply to be aware of it, because I load it up with, there's a memory that's right there, or an association, or a desire to fix it. Or it's there's a constant barrage going on. This mind is, and so that's what I'm struggling here. I stand in this laboratory and I say the things are not clean. They're not clear. I load them up. I cloud them. I make them into something else.
Mm-hmm.
That's my struggle.
That is why the Buddha emphasized about the five aggregates, the body and mind. So the feelings that we have, and we keep the feelings, sometimes pleasant feeling, sometimes unpleasant. So most of us, we like to keep unpleasant feelings to keep in thinking, keep on thinking. And that's how memories stays longer than pleasant feeling experience. So in that case, we create thinking, keep thinking, and mental formations arise in perceptions. And all will go to the one point we call consciousness. So consciousness is very much like a storehouse. So in this room is, for example, like a consciousness. And of course, in this room, we have chairs, we have people, we have cushions, we have furnitures. So all the thoughts and memories and perceptions and feelings will store into the consciousness. And that's also part of mind too. And we keep thinking, and we select which one, the bad memories or good memories. And most of us, we like to pick the bad things, negative thoughts, we create and keep watering it. And it grows, of course. So that's the problem that we see nowadays. Because we know that we are very much dependent on material things. I'm not saying that we don't need that. So it brings you a lot of distraction at the same time. That's why we need to train our mind to be a little bit silent and quiet, and you will see a little bit clear. It's very much like in a story about Buddha. It's very beautiful when Buddha is going to die in his last day, and he told his disciple, the Ananda attendant, Buddha told him that, Ananda, please, I'm thirsty, bring me some water. And of course, in those days, people drink water from the river. And his disciples just walk to get some water for Buddha in the river. And while he was going to get some water, unfortunately, there were many cows, water buffalo, just walking on water, so water is not drinkable. So he says, Ananda, the disciple just came back to Buddha, said that, your Lord, the water is not drinkable, too dirty, so I just came back. And for a second time, Buddha requested him, please, bring me some water, I'm thirsty. While Buddha was lying down, so he's about to die. And for a second time, he went to the same river. And of course, water buffalo or cow still, taking sour in there. So water is still not drinkable. And for a second time, he came back to Buddha, said the same thing. Your Lord, the water is not drinkable. And for a third time, Buddha again requests, please, bring me water. I'm so thirsty, Ananda. Please, can you help? And Ananda, for a second time, he went to get a water. And for a third time, you see the water is clear because there was no more water buffalo in there. And he brought the water to the Buddha. And Buddha drank the water. And Buddha gave him a talk a little bit, saying that, of course, the Ananda, his attendant, was not enlightened yet. And he was upset in the beginning that Buddha, requested him again and again, even though the water was not so clear. And Buddha gave him a talk that same thing applied to our mind. When our mind mixed with our dust, water, mixed with the water, you can see the bottom of the water. It's very unclear. So when your mind stays quiet and calm, very much like dust in the water will go bottom of the water, and you will see the bottom of the water very clearly. So our mind should be calm and quiet at the same time. In meditation level, meditate mind can see clear and better. So does it make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.